It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Keontae George, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Rebound, Kessler. Long outlet, Keontae. Keontae to the cup, he dunked it. Keontae George rose to the top floor, rang the bell, and rocked the Casbah.
The Jazz welcomed Giannis and Dame to town and looked dead in the water as the veteran star duo imposed their will early on the Jazz. But behind a rabid fan base providing a playoff atmosphere, the Jazz came from behind to beat the Bucks using a dominant fourth quarter, toppling the Bucks by the score of 123-108. With your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Lee Tulin. Early and often, Giannis did all NBA things as he tallied 33 points, 13 assists, and 7 rebounds to lead the Bucks into a lead that lasted most of the game.
Pull-up 16-footer for Giannis is good. John Collins in the lane, knocked away by Portis, turnover. Here comes Giannis, open court. Steps between two defenders, draws the contact, and finishes. The Greek Freak. The Alphabet. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
In order to rally back, the Jazz received enormous contributions from the bench as 7 players reached double digits, led by Lauri Markkanen's 21 points.
Lob to Lauri Markkanen, slam dunk. Left side three, Lauri, perfect. Lauri, right wing three, good. Markkanen's three from the top is good, Lillard.
And off the pine, the youngsters were stellar as Keontae George added a 19-point and 10-board double-double, and Walker Kessler patrolled the paint, scoring 13 points, snaring 8 boards, and expunging 3 shots. And together, the rising stars spurred a massive fourth-quarter surge by the Utah Jazz.
Keontae has airspace, fires, gutsy shot, kid! Gutsy shot! To the corner, Keontae. Ball fakes Connaughton, settles into a 3 and nailed it. Tecchio inside to Collins. Finds Walker across the paint, comes reverse side, scores it, foul on Giannis. Jordan Clarkson, left side, bounces to Kessler. Kessler, reverse side, dunk without looking. Walker, with the eyes behind his head, two-hand flush.
Keontae George had this to say after the game about what propelled the Jazz and how good they can be when they're locked in.
Things happen. It's competitiveness, but, you know, took our team to a whole different level. I mean, the energy in the arena was phenomenal after that. So, I mean, we just got to feed off of it. And, you know, we went into halftime and, you know, we understood, like, now it's time to, you know, ramp it up a little bit. It's time to, you know, playing with the basketball. And then we came out in the second half, you know, felt like we was a whole different team. We was talking, communicating, not just on the floor, but on the bench, coming in timeouts, we're locked in. You know, with our team, if we're completely locked in and we're a phenomenal team, we're a hard team to beat.
The Jazz won the fourth quarter 40-13 as momentum shifted and the building erupted as the Jazz closed the gap when trailing. With the most pivotal stretch, here are David Locke and Ron Boone.
Rebound Kelly, keep the momentum. Outlet to Jordan. Jordan on the left side. Jordan wiggling. Drives to the right, flares it back to Kelly. Penetrates on Green. Green goes down. Pump fakes Crowder. Crowder got him around the neck. Crowder got Kelly around the neck. Crowder immediately stopped to kind of say, I didn't mean to. He knows this is not going to look good on film. Kelly's all right. This will be attack.
Yeah, this is going to be at least three free throws here for us.
This is a big play.
Defensive foul on Crowder has been upgraded to a flagrant foul, penalty 1 for unnecessary contact above the shoulders. Olynyk will shoot 2 free throws. Utah will retain possession of the ball if the free throw line extended.
What this really just does right here, by the way, it sounds subtle, but with 9 minutes left in a game, there's about 20 possessions left on each side. What the Jazz just got was a whole brand new possession just to themselves here. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a 5% advantage. And now the Jazz are on a 9-0 run. The other thing, instead of with about 20 possessions left, the Jazz being down 2 or 3 possessions, if they score here, they're down 1.
And Damian Lillard checks back in the ball.
And so does Malik Beasley. Here's Clarkson driving, lobbing, Kessler dunking. And it's a 1 possession game, just like that. And now we go back and forth for 8 minutes and 40 seconds. Bucks have been the best clutch team in the NBA. Giannis, Jazz are on a 12-0 run.
And Giannis goes down to the low box.
Lillard and Giannis playing pick and roll without Lopez. Lillard drives on Olynyk, kicks to Portis, who's having a monster night. He drives, a little off balance, loose from the dribble, fading back with a shot, no good. Kessler boards. 99-97, 8:15 to play. Clarkson at the helm, crossing over Portis, beat him to the rack. We're tied at 99! Dallas played last night, or excuse me, Milwaukee played last night in Dallas. Bucks won 8-8 in January. They've lost three of their last five. Jazz are on a 14-0 run to tie it at 99. High pick and roll with Lillard and Giannis. Lillard on the near side. Bounce pass to Giannis at the nail. Swings through, drives with his right hand. Back to Portis, 4-3, got it. Bobby Portis, for the sixth time in his NBA career, has 20 points or more against the Jazz.
Hit four threes, and all three of those have been from that right corner.
Olynyk hands to Keontae to tie on a three of his own. No good. Kessler back taps it out. Giannis trying to get it. Olynyk has it. Back to Keontae. Driving to the rack, lays it up and in. Kessler screened out the defender, so it was a wide open lane for Keontae George. 102-100. The Sunday crowd is no longer percolating. They are now roaring. Kessler. Giannis. At the elbow, working Keontae, and a foul on Keontae. 102-101. Wow, that's hard that that's on Keontae. I mean, Keontae has a hand on him, but he swings that other hand through. Inbound to Giannis, Olynyk with the assignment. Driving with his left hand, comes back to his right, a little loose with it. Paul fakes once, bounce pass to Lillard. Kessler's there, kicks to Crowder, 5 on the clock, Portis. He pump fakes, now lobs it. Giannis missed the dunk. Olynyk, they called a foul!
Oh
my goodness.
That was a touch foul there.
Kelly Olynyk does touch Giannis Antetokounmpo's stomach. If it had an impact, I can't believe it. 102-101, Olynyk called with a foul. 14 on the shot clock, not on the shot. Bucks inbounding, crowds not so happy. Lillard comes to get it. He's not shooting well tonight. Drives on Olynyk. They want to force both these guys to their right hand. Giannis gets it inside, travels, and they call it. All right, this place is now popping. Let's go. 6:43 left. Sunday night in Salt Lake City. Bucks 102, Jazz 101. Cancel your plans for the next 30 minutes. Here we go. Keontae with Clarkson, Olynyk, Markkanen, and Kessler. Keontae works to the left. Giannis switches. They're switching everything 1 through 5. Clarkson at the top, guarded by Beasley. Not a good defender. He jabs left, goes right, in the lane. Kicks to Lowry. Left wing three. Pow! 104-102. Jazz lead it. First lead for the Jazz in a long time.
And they keep putting Keontae in the pick and roll with Giannis.
Lillard drives. Right hand floater, no foul on Olynyk. Well, it's getting Olynyk on Lillard and Keontae on Giannis. Neither are advantageous for the Jazz. 19-3 run by the Jazz. Jazz last led 32-31 when the Bucks went on that 19-2 run to take the lead. Now the Jazz get the lead back on their 19-3 run. Keontae driving, hands Kessler, goes to dunk. Giannis meets him at the apex, no whistle. Hardy thought there was a foul. Bucks come the other direction. Lillard outside. Down low to Giannis. Giannis goes up. Kessler a little late to get there, and Giannis scores it. 105-104. Bucks have the lead. We now have lead changes. Left-hand dribble by Clarkson. Double clutches. Lobs to Kessler. Finishes in a foul. Jordan Clarkson coming off a 10-assist game last game with a nice dime right there for his fifth of the night. 21-6 run by the Jazz. 107-105, we're moving toward clutch time. Final 5 minutes in 5-5. Lillard for three, back rimmed it, no good. Kessler grabs the rebound, great screen out by Keontae on Giannis. 107-105, Clarkson at the helm. Spinning on Lillard to the rack, floats it over Giannis with a whistle and a foul. Kessler jammed it in, but it will not count. Clarkson misses the free throw. He was 5 of 5 before that. Jazz led by 6 at the end of 1. Bucks went on a 19-2 run to take a 10-point halftime lead. We stayed even in the third. Jazz went on a 19-3 run to take the lead. It's now the Jazz 108, the Bucks 105 with 5:15 to play. Jazz have lost 6 of 8. Bucks have lost 3 and 5 after a miserable 8-8 January. Mid-block left, Giannis. Averaging 31 a night. The former MVP spins it out to Beasley. Their best three-point shooter's open. He missed it. Rebound, Keontae. Are the Bucks tired having played in Dallas last night? Clarkson to the front court. Jordan's got 5 assists. He'll fire a 3 over Crowder and miss it. Kelly gets the rebound. Pump fakes, tries to get it to Kessler. It ricochets back to him. Markin and Comsley. Let's get the ball to Lowry. Clarkson driving again to the rack. Beat his man. Lays it up and missed. He missed the bunny layup. Outlet to Beasley. Giannis driving. Falls to the ground. Kicks to Lillard. No. Rebound Kessler. Long outlet Keontae. Keontae to the cup. He dunked it. Keontae George rose to the top floor, rang the bell, and rocked the Casbah. And the crowd popping. And the Jazz are on a 25-6 run to take their five-point lead with 4:22 left.
From that point forward, the Jazz were too good and put the game on ice. The Jazz prevailed and found their way back into the win column, showing tremendous mettle, and will look to carry that momentum forward when hosting the top team in the West in the Oklahoma City Thunder on Tuesday from the Delta Center. Get your tickets at utahjazz.com, and I'll see you at the game. With your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Nick Cuney, and as always, go Jazz!